Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host, me, Hal Coleman, uncensored and unplugged. Pay attention, take lots of notes, because you're going to find out exactly how to get more new customers, more referrals, and grow your business. Well, hello, this is Hal Coleman, and welcome to this episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. Uncensored and unplugged, definitely. Today, what I want to talk with you about is your telephone. Your telephone, specifically the telephone that someone will reach when they dial the number that is on your website or on your ads or on your business card. What number do you have, and what's going to happen when someone calls that number? Now, without a doubt, your telephone is your number one most valuable tool to help you secure new customers and new business. But it can, and it often is, a very costly liability. Trust me, it is in many, many cases without you being aware of it. All of your marketing and advertising is designed for one purpose, and that is to persuade somebody to pick up the phone and call you. You spend a lot of money and a lot of effort trying to get someone to pick up the phone and call you. If you blow the call and you don't make the sale, you have wasted a lot of time, a lot of effort for naught. So you want to make sure that you get the biggest return on your investment driving people to your telephones. Now, when a prospect is calling around trying to find a company to do business with, they're most likely to go with the one that captures them in the first conversation. Now, research has shown time and time again that not having a human being answer the phone and having it answered by a recording or an automated service has a drastic negative effect on customer on home service type industries such as pest control. There's no way to get around that, because many people will call and they'll keep calling until somebody answers the phone. They do not want to go through a telephone menu. They do not want to press 1 or press 2. They simply want to speak with somebody. Now, when I owned my pest control business, when I was in the office every day, I was quick to answer the telephone. And I can't tell you the number of times somebody would say to me, you know, you're the first person I've talked with who actually took the time to answer my questions and explain to me what I need to do. The other people I spoke with just weren't interested in helping me. They just wanted to schedule an appointment and send somebody to my home. So thank you. And guess who got the business? It was the person that they felt was sincerely interested in helping them solve their problem, not just interested in making a sale. Now, here's another fact. If you have the wrong person answering your phone, it's costing you sales and new business each and every day, day after day, month after month, and year after year. And so you need to think about that. Now, I'm going to give you some characteristics that I think the person answering your phone should have, okay? The person answering your phone, to start with, should have an outgoing personality. Bubbly, outgoing, lively personality. You don't want an introvert answering your telephone. You don't want someone who's not a natural talker answering your telephone. The person that answers your phone needs to be a genuine people person. This is the number one prerequisite for allowing someone to answer your telephone. The person answering your phone needs to be very patient. They need to be willing to engage a caller for a long time and listen to a lot of things that the caller wants to express. They need to be a very patient person. They need to be sympathetic. They certainly don't want to be antagonistic if the caller has a problem with your company, especially, but even with a cockroach or a termite, and they want to tell you their story, you need to be sympathetic. You need to be able to say, oh my gosh, I know how you feel. Gee, I'm sorry you have the termites. I know you're probably freaked out about that. Don't take it lightly, because they're not taking it lightly, and they want to know that you understand. Be empathetic. You know, at times we'll have a customer call. It happens to everybody, and they're upset with you. They're upset with you because somebody didn't show up on time. Somebody didn't do what they were supposed to do. Somebody spilled something on the carpet. Somebody left the gate open and the dog got out. Somebody left a light on. All kind of reasons why customers get upset with us and they call to complain. And when that happens, you need to be able to diffuse them as quickly as possible. And one of the best ways to do it, I found, is just a simple little phrase that I used over and over that would immediately diffuse an angry customer, no matter how angry they were. And that was this: if somebody called and said, "Yeah, your guy was here and he left the gate open and my dog got out and he's angry," and I would say, "Well, you must be a very patient person, and because if that happened to me, I would be a lot more angry than you are, I'll assure you." And that immediately just kind of diffuses them, because they know that I understand why they're mad. And when I express that I would be madder than they are, it immediately kind of turns it around and lets the hot air escape. So be empathetic, be compelling, be engaging. Whoever answers your phone needs to really get into the head and the heart of the person on the other end of that phone quickly and engage them and be compelling and be seductive. You do that by asking questions. What do you want that caller to do? Ultimately, you want them to set an appointment, right? So you need to be able to ask questions, the right questions, to seduce them down that path to where they get to the end of the path, which is, "Let's get me on the schedule." You need to be hypnotic. You need to, the person that is answering your phones needs to understand certain hypnotic phrases and words that put people at ease and that generate buying responses, and know how to use those words over and over in a conversation so that it leads the caller to the end of the trail very easily, and that end of the trail is where they give you permission to come out. The person answering your phone needs to be well-trained. They need to be very well-trained in communication and in sales techniques, and then they need to be trained some more, and then they need to be trained some more. If you have someone on the phone who simply wings it, and this is true for all sales, if you have someone who's just winging it based on instinct or how they feel that day, they're going to be on with one caller and off terribly with the next caller, and that is going to cost you sales and money day after day, month after month, and year after year, because that person simply is not skilled and well-trained in how to handle phone callers and deal with the situations that come up. So training is extremely important. Ongoing training and role-playing with that telephone. The person answering your phone needs to be knowledgeable, extremely knowledgeable about your products and your services, and they need to be skilled at selling them. And I know in some cases state laws prevent certain people from selling over the phone if they're not registered employees and they haven't met the state's criteria for being allowed to sell, but maybe so they don't actually sell, but they understand how to get that caller into the lap of a salesperson, okay? How to generate the sale and still be in compliance with the regulations. They need to understand how to schedule appointments with people without pressuring them. And this is where being compelling and seductive and hypnotic comes into play, by not pressuring a person to schedule an appointment, but by generating a desire in the person on the other end of that phone to schedule an appointment. Really good salespeople do that, and that the person who schedules the appointment actually ends up thinking it was their idea all along. And that's the way selling should be. The person should feel good about scheduling an appointment and never feel that they were pressured to do so. The person on the end that's answering your telephones needs to be willing to listen for a long time, being a great listener, taking notes about the conversation so that at the end of the conversation they can go back and repeat some of the things that the caller has said, and the caller thinks that knows that you're really engaged because you're regurgitating things back and confirming things that they've told you. So you need to be able to listen and take notes while you listen. Being able to handle major stress with a smile and a wink. You know, this is not brain surgery. Nobody lives or dies based on a conversation on the telephone. But it can get stressful for some people. So the person answering your phone needs to be able to handle major stress and understand that it's part of the job, and it's part of being a good salesperson. And when I say salesperson, everybody's a salesperson, okay? We're all in sales. When you were born and you first cried because you wanted some milk, you were selling. You were trying to get somebody to do what you wanted them to do, which was feed you, okay? So it's all about selling. And the person answering your telephone needs to be a take-charge person when it's necessary. They may be answering the phone, and the caller may have an emergency, a pest problem. They may have a small window of time for an appointment. There may be some situation where the person answering your phone needs to be able to take charge and make a decision, and a firm decision on behalf of the caller. And so they need to be a take-charge person. They need to be a leader on the phone, not a follower. You certainly don't want the caller to be in charge of the telephone call. Never do you want the caller to be in charge of the telephone call, because the call will run off in the ditch. The caller will leave. You'll have no sale. You'll have no appointment. You have to be the person answering that phone has to be in charge from the moment, from the beginning to the end. And you need to understand that once a prospect hangs up the phone, if there was no help given and no problem resolution, the overwhelming odds are you will never hear from that person again, okay? Once they hang up, they are gone. Now, if anybody calls a pest control company, they have already made, at least to some degree, usually to a great degree, they've already made the decision to purchase pest control or termite work. That's the reason they have called. People don't call pest control companies just to chat, okay, or find out what new models you're coming out with this year. It's always a call that they would rather not be making. And in many cases, they have put off that call for a long time. So if they're calling a pest control company, they have basically already made the decision to purchase pest control. So that's about as red hot a lead as you can get. That is as hot as firecracker. It is molten. So if you let that person hang up the phone and you didn't schedule an appointment or you didn't resolve the situation, give them what they were looking for, or you didn't sell them anything, and if they hang up that phone and they don't become a customer of yours, shame on you. You just let an absolutely scalding hot prospect go down the tubes because you weren't able to handle the situation. So, you know, I once hired a young girl as an office assistant. She was, I think she was 19 years old. And her main job was just going to be to answer the phone. That's what I wanted, somebody to answer the phone so that my office manager could focus on other things. And I think I had nine candidates that I interviewed, and this young girl was the least qualified of everybody. She really had no office experience, and so she didn't have a lot of potential there. So I asked her, I said, let me ask you a question. Why should I hire you when you're the least qualified of everybody that's applied? And her answer was exactly what I was looking for. She said, she pointed to the telephone and she said, because I can light up the people on the other end of that phone. She said, I don't care how mad or upset they are. I can put a smile on their faces and I can make those people believe that your company is the greatest pest control company in the world. And I just said, wow. Wow. I knew if she could do that, it would just be putting money in the bank for me every day. And so I hired her. Now, bottom line is you might need to take a closer look, maybe a long listen to who's answering your telephones, because they're either making you money or they're costing you money, okay? And if it's the latter, if they're costing you money, you need to give them another job, or you need to replace them with someone who represents you and your company the way you want it and the way you need it to be represented, okay? If you ever have customers, you know, I have clients who tell me that we have customers from time to time that call in and complain about the person that answers our phone and say they were rude to them or obnoxious or weren't very helpful. My gosh, if you get customer complaints about the person that's answering your phone, you need to wake up. You need to take that person off of the phone immediately. Shift things around. Find something else for them to do. I know people who have very irritable, high-strung, uptight people answering their telephones. My gosh, what are you thinking here? Get that person off the phone. Find somebody with a bubbly, outgoing, genuine personality who loves engaging people. Somebody who could just sit and talk to people all day long. Somebody who's patient, sympathetic, empathetic, compelling, seductive, hypnotic. Train them well. Make sure they know your products and services. Make sure they understand how to give to people and that they understand how to lead people down that path without pressure. Make sure they're a good listener. Make sure they can handle major stress with a smile and a wink. And make sure that they can take charge when they have to and make decisions. And if you will do that, if you have somebody like that answering your telephone, you're going to increase your sales. You're going to get more referrals. You're going to get more things good said about you. And you're going to make more trips to the bank with bigger checks, okay? Hey, this is Hal Coleman. I hope this was helpful to you. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Pest Control Marketing Podcast. I hope it was helpful to you. And I'll see you on the next episode. Have a great day. Hello, and welcome to the Pest Control Marketing Podcast with your host,